Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. Remember my Ram Goldar and Dear Masechus Baba Kama Daf Lamed Dal. The third parak Hamaniach. The third parak has been generally responsible as Zichu Nishmas or Rav Yitzchak Ben Mer Golombek. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa taught that if an ox was damaged and then increased in value until it exceeded its original value and would have been worth even more if not for the damage, nosin kashas hanezek. The mazi pays according to the loss assessed at the time of damage. If it depreciated further after the damage, kashas ha'amad ha'din, he pays according to the time of standing in judgment and is responsible for the additional loss. If the ox that damaged increased in value after damaging, the nizak does not gain from the appreciation. If it depreciates in value, the nizak shares in the loss. Since this final case shows that the braisa follows Rabbi Akiva's opinion that the nizak immediately takes partial ownership of the damaging ox and is shared to appreciate it, the Gemara must explain that he does not gain from the appreciation in the previous case only kashapitmu, where the damager fattened it through his own expense. Ravashi explains that the mazik is responsible for the injured ox's later deterioration, the kachosh machas maka, where it deteriorated because of the original blow, because the nizak can say, karna de sorach kvirebe, your ox's horn is buried in my ox. Pointing to the next Mishnah says that where an ox worth tunit zuz killed another worth the same, and the carcass is worthless, Rav Meir says, al zeh ne'amar, regarding this case, the Torah states, v'machru es ha'shor chai v'chatzu es kaspo, they shall sell the live ox and divide its money. Since the proceeds equal the full damage, dividing them gives the victim half damages. Yehuda says that although the halacha is true, it's not the case of the pasuk, which also states, "Vegamas meis yechatzun," and they shall also divide the dead one. Rather, the pasuk's case is where the carcass is worth 50 zuz, and the damage is 150 zuz. Both parties take, so to speak, half the live ox and half the dead ox, meaning each receives 125 zuz and suffers a loss of 75 zuz, which is half the total damage. The Gemara asks for the nafkamina between the Tanaim, and eventually Rabbi Yochanan explains, Shevach Naveil Ik Benayu. The difference between them concerns appreciation of the carcass. Rabbi Meir, who says the mazik has no share in the carcass, holds the benefit belongs only to the nizak. And Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the mazik has a share in the carcass, holds they share the benefit. And pointing with you, Rabbi Avo taught a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makal kulin paturin. All who do destructive acts on Shabbos are exempt from punishment because only constructive acts are liable, chutz mechov u'mavir, except for one who wounds and one who burns, which are liable even for destructive acts. Rashi explains, quoting the Gemara in Shabbos, that the Torah's permit a meal on Shabbos and its prohibition of melting metal for execution by burning imply that these two malachas are normally liable even when they're destructive. Rabbi Yochanan told him, puk tenei levar, go out and teach this brisa outside the Beis Hamidrash, for it's inaccurate. This ruling that wounding and burning are liable even when destructive was not said by Tanaim. He added that if such a statement does exist, it requires interpretation. Chovu b'tzarek l'kalbo, one who wounds would apply where he needs the blood for his dog. Mavir b'tzarek l'efro, and one who burns would apply where he needs his ashes. Although the act is destructive and the total damage is greater than the benefit, his purposeful intent is sufficient for these malachas for liability. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A braisa taught that if an ox was damaged and then increased in value until it exceeded its original value and would have been worth even more if not for the damage, nosin kashas hanezek, the mazik pays according to the loss assessed at the time of damage. If it depreciated further after the damage, kashas ha'amad ha'din, he pays according to the time of standing in judgment and is responsible for the additional loss. If the ox that damaged increased in value after damaging, the nizak does not gain from the appreciation. If it depreciates in value, the nizak shares in the loss. Since this final case shows that the braisa follows Rabbi Akiva's opinion that the nizak immediately takes partial ownership of the damaging ox and is shared to appreciate it, the Gemara must explain that he does not gain from the appreciation in the previous case only kashapitmu, where the damager fattened it through his own expense. Ravashi explains that the mazik is responsible for the injured ox's later deterioration, the kachosh machas maka, where it deteriorated because of the original blow, because the nizak can say, karna de sorach kvirebe, your ox's horn is buried in my ox. Pointing to the next Mishnah says that where an ox worth tunit zuz killed another worth the same, and the carcass is worthless, Rav Meir says, al zeh ne'amar, regarding this case, the Torah states, v'machru es ha'shor chai v'chatzu es kaspo, they shall sell the live ox and divide its money. Since the proceeds equal the full damage, dividing them gives the victim half damages. Yehuda says that although the halacha is true, it's not the case of the pasuk, which also states, "Vegamas meis yechatzun," and they shall also divide the dead one. Rather, the pasuk's case is where the carcass is worth 50 zuz, and the damage is 150 zuz. Both parties take, so to speak, half the live ox and half the dead ox, meaning each receives 125 zuz and suffers a loss of 75 zuz, which is half the total damage. The Gemara asks for the nafkamina between the Tanaim, and eventually Rabbi Yochanan explains, Shevach Nevel Ik Benayu. The difference between them concerns appreciation of the carcass. Rabbi Meir, who says the Mazik has no share in the carcass, holds the benefit belongs only to the Nizak. And Rabbi Yudah, who holds the Mazik has a share in the carcass, holds they share the benefit. And point number three, Rabbi Avo taught a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Makal Kulin Paturin, all who do destructive acts on Shabbos are exempt from punishment because only constructive acts are liable, chutz machov u'mavir, except for one who wounds and one who burns, which are liable even for destructive acts. Rashi explains, quoting the Gemara on Shabbos, that the Torahs permit a meal on Shabbos, and its prohibition of melting metal for execution by burning imply that these two malachas are normally liable even when they're destructive. Rabbi Yochanan told him, puk tenei levar, go out and teach this brisa outside the Beis Hamidrash, for it's inaccurate. This ruling that wounding and burning are liable even when destructive was not said by Tanaim. He added that if such a statement does exist, it requires interpretation. Chovu b'tzarech l'kalbo, one who wounds would apply where he needs the blood for his dog. Mavir b'tzarech l'efro, and one who burns would apply where he needs his ashes. Although the act is destructive and the total damage is greater than the benefit, his purposeful intent is sufficient for these malachas for liability. All right, so now we're going to simmon daf lamed dalet, and our standard simmon is a ladder. A ladder, so here goes. The injured shore leaning against a ladder and appreciating in value due to the Mazik shore's horn stuck in it. Watch the Mazik and Nizik tried to sell a short time and split the money while dividing the dead ox. When all of a sudden a man wounded another man by striking with a stepladder in order to get blood to give his dog, which he would be liable for if he did it on Shabbos. Once again, slow motion. The injured shore leaning against a ladder. Ladder? That must be more duff. Lamed Dalet. The injured shore leaning against a ladder and appreciating in value due to the Mazik shore's horn stuck in it, which reminds Gemara discusses if the Mazik or Nizik changed value after the damage, whether the damage is assessed Kashasa Nezik at the time of the damage or Kashasa Amada Bedin at the time of standing in judgment. Ravashi explains that the Mazik is responsible for the injured ox's later deterioration where it deteriorated because of the original blow, because the Nizik can say, your ox's horn is buried in my ox. So the injured shore leaning against a ladder and appreciating in value due to the Mazik shore horn stuck in it, watched a Mazik and Nizik try to sell a short tum and split the money while dividing the dead ox, which reminds us that there's a machlokes in the Mishnah on how to understand the case in the pasuk of Umachris Hashor Achai v'chatzu es kaspo, they shall sell the live ox and divide its money, v'gam es ames yechatzun, and they shall also divide the dead one. So, the injured shore leaning against a ladder and depreciating in value due to the Mazik shore's horn stuck in it, watched a Mazik and Nizik try to sell a short tum and split the money while dividing the dead ox, when all of a sudden a man wounded another man by striking with a stepladder in order to get blood to give his dog, which he would be liable for if he did it on Shabbos. Which reminds us, Rabbi Avo taught a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makalkulin paturin, all who do destructive acts on Shabbos are exempt from punishment because only constructive acts are liable, chutz mechovu u'mavir, except for one who wounds and one who burns, which are liable even for destructive acts. Rabbi Yochanan says the case of chovu is a chovu b'tzarech l'kalbo, one who wounds where he needs the blood for his dog. Although the act is destructive and the total damage is greater than the benefit, his purposeful intent is sufficient for liability. So once again, the injured shore leaning against a ladder and appreciating in value due to the Mazik shore's horn stuck in it, watched a Mazik and Nizik try to sell a short tum and split the money while dividing the dead ox, when all of a sudden a man wounded another man by striking him with a stepladder in order to get blood to give his dog, which he would be liable for if he did it on Shabbos. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazar. Daf Lamed. So the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The pious Rebbe, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed, Malamed. The pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said, Haiman Debay L'Mahabe Chasida, one who wants to be a pious person, L'Kai Milid Nezikim, should fulfill the words of Masechet Nezikim. Rava says, Milid Avos, he should fulfill the words of Perkei Avos. Others say, Milid Brachos, he should fulfill the words of Masechet Brachos. So the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed in the road to become fertilizer, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Amosi is Tivna Vakasho, L'Rishus HaRabim L'Zvalim. If one puts his cut straw or uncut straw in Rishus HaRabim to become fertilizer, and someone was damaged by it, the owner must pay for the damages. So the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed in the road to become fertilizer, while another person came and acquired some of the straw for himself, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught about straw left out in public. Kol kodem behen zocha, whoever is first to take it, acquires it. Rav explains, ben begufim ben meshivchon, anyone may acquire both the straw itself and its improvements gained while improperly left in public. Zairi says, b'shivchan avlo b'gufan, one may acquire its improvements, but not the straw itself, and the owner retains its original value. Daf Lamedov. So the Simur Daf Lamedov relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. When the judge, that must be more Daf Lamedov, law. When the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shnei kadam shei mahochin zeh, if you have two potters walking, one behind the other, and the first stumbled and fell, and the second stumbled on the first is high for damages to the second. Rabbi Yochanan explains that even according to the opinion that one who stumbles is faultless, the first person is high here because he should have stood up after falling and he didn't stand up. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says he's even chayv if he could not have stood up in time, because he should have warned the person behind him and he didn't warn him. Rabbi Yochanan holds he is not faulted for failing to warn the second person, the Tarit, because he was preoccupied. So when the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, he called out regarding his broken shards, I did not dig this pit, which reminds us, Rav said, Rishon chayv b'nizkei shein, the first person who fell is liable for damages of the second, both for damages caused by his body and for damages caused by his property. Sheni chayv b'nizkei shlishi, the second is liable for damages of the third person who fell over him, b'nizkei gufo, only for damages caused by his body, avolo b'nizkei mamona, but not for damages caused by his property. He's not responsible for damages from his property because he can say, I bear love anakrize. I did not dig this pit, and is not even responsible for not picking them up if he was mafka them. So when the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, he called out regarding his broken shards, I did not dig this pit. Just as another judge carrying a flower pot and a man carrying a beam collided, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one was coming through Rishus Rabbim with his barrel, and this one was coming with his beam, and they collided, shattering the barrel, the owner of the beam is exempt. Because this one has permission to walk through Rishus Rabbim, and this one has permission to walk there. Daf Lamed Beis, so the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist outside the Nizikin lab, that must be more on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Shtei paras b'rishus rabim achas b'rvutz of achas mahalechas. If there are two cows in rishus rabim, one squatting, one walking, batam halechas b'rvutz of patur, if the walker kicked the squatter, its owner is exempt. Ravutza b'mahalechas chayevas, but if the squatter kicked the walker, its owner is liable. So the scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow, when a man ran by Erev Shabbos calling out to greet the Shabbos Kalav Machasa on his way to Shul, which reminds us, one who runs on Friday at twilight is patur from damages, because he's running with permission to prepare for Shabbos. The Gemara illustrates a permit to run on Friday at twilight with the practice of Rabbi Chanina, who would call out, Bo v'neitz likras Kalav Machasa, come, let us go out and greet the bride, the queen. So the scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow, when a man ran by Erev Shabbos calling out to greet the Shabbos Kalav Machasa on his way to Shul, who was about to pass a carpenter shop where a customer just got killed by a flying wood chip. Which reminds us, if one enters a carpenter shop with Rishus and is struck by a chip of wood, the carpenter is patur from galus, in the sense that galus is not sufficient to atone for him because his sin is too great. The reason is Mishum Dehavile Shogad Karbel Amazid, because the carpenter is an unintentional murderer who is nearly intentional, since he was reckless for not ensuring no one was present while he was chopping wood. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Simur Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate, that must be more Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages, which reminds us, we have machlokas tana kama Rabbi Akiva, whether a tum that injures a person pays chasi nezek or nezek shalim. So the peg-leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages became enraged when he went to take possession of the ox, which equaled half damages, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if an ox worth 100 zuz kills an ox worth 200 and the carcass is worthless, notas is short, the damaged party takes the damaging ox, which equals half the damages. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yushim Ashor Be Basin, the ox should be assessed by Basin and the owner pays the victim up to its value. This is because Rabbi Shmuel holds that the victim is merely a Baal Chov, the damages creditor, and has a monetary claim against him, but no claim to the ox itself. Rabbi Akiva says, Huklad Ashur, the ox is automatically transferred to the possession of the victim. This is because he holds the Nizak as a Shutuf, a partner in the ox, but portion to the amount owed. So the peg-leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages, became enraged when he went to take possession of the ox, which equaled half damages, and saw that the owner had already shechted it, which reminds us of Brisa states, Shechato unasana b'matana masha asa asui. If the owner shechted the damaging ox or gave it away as a gift, what he has done is done. The Gemara asks, let him come and collect from its meat. Rav Shivsi explained that the difference pertains to pachas shechita, the depreciation caused by shechting, for which the mazik does not have to pay. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Shua said, Zosomeres ha-mazik shibud shel chavero pater. This tells us that one who damages his fellow's lien is exempt from paying the creditor because the damage is indirect. Here, although he reduced the value of the ox which the victim would collect, he does not pay the difference. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do the machokas of a person who stumbled and didn't warn the person behind him is liable for damages? That's on daf Ramad Aleph. Good number 2. Which daf do you learn a mazik is responsible for depreciation where the deterioration was a result of the original blow, such as the horn buried in the nizak's ox? That's on daf Ramad Aleph. Good number 3. Which daf do you learn if one entered a carpenter shop with rishus and is killed by a flying wood chip, the carpenter is put from galus because it's a shogeg karvel amazi? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the halacha is in a case where the mazik shechs the shore or gives it away as a matana? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good number 5. Which daf do you learn Rabbi Yavo says, Kol makalkum b'turin chutz mechovu umavir. All destructive acts on Shabbos are exempt from punishment except for wounding and burning. That's on daf Lamed Daled. Good number 6. Which daf do you learn that one who wants to be a chassid should learn Maseches Nezikin or Perkei Avos or Maseches Brachos? That's on daf Lamed. Good number 7. Which daf do we have machlokes whether the nizik is considered a shutuf and can take possession of the mazik's animal or he's considered a baal chov? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good number 8. Which daf do you learn if a man pulls out his ox from under an attacking shore and the attacking shore dies, the man is putter from payment? That's on daf Chavches. Good number 9. Which daf do you discuss how to understand the pasuk of Umachros Ashor Achai V'chatzu Es Kaspo V'gamas Ames Yechasun? That's on daf Lamedal. Good number 10. Which daf do you learn that one is permitted to run Erev Shabbos and is putter from damages? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.